Hi, Matt Stoutenberg here with Peak Power. Thanks again for tuning in to another episode of Solar and Electrical Information, where it's our goal to make things simple and understandable so that you feel comfortable going out there and making a decision. Now, hopefully you tuned in and talked or listened to a little bit of the net metering video where we discussed the concept of net metering where your meter spins both directions. Well, now we're going to tie in another part of that, and it has to do with rate schedules. So depending on what utility you're in, you might be in the south part of the state where San Diego Gas and Electric is, or maybe the central area where Southern California Edison is, or in the northern part where Pacific Gas and Electric is. All three investor-owned utilities have a variety of rate schedules. Now, net metering is not a rate schedule and vice versa. So I want to point out here, on a real electric bill, the rate schedule is right there. In this case, it says TOU-D-A-SDP. That stands for Time of Use Domestic Option A Summer Discount Plan. That is entirely different than the rate schedule that you may be on that is probably purely related to just domestic or tiers. You may know it as tiers, where they give you little buckets of energy, and as soon as you use one bucket at a certain price, everything after that is at a new rate. Okay, when you have solar with net energy metering, you are transitioned to this rate schedule that I just showed you, time of use.
That was easy.
Okay, so the point here is to keep it easy. Don't be afraid of time of use billing. Think of it like a toll road. If you didn't have solar, it might work against you. This is where solar is another reason why going solar is a good decision. Once you have solar on your roof and you have net metering and time of use billing, you are actually going to be gaining credits at a higher rate if they raise the rates. The whole concept here is to design a system that produces enough energy with these rate schedules to offset the cost of your electric bill, potentially without offsetting all of the kilowatt hours. Now, I realize that might be a little bit confusing, so we will go into that stuff in another video. The point here is to keep these short, sweet, to the point, and keep it easy.
That was easy.
All right, thanks for joining us here. What we just talked about was rate schedules. So now we're piling these together. We've got net energy metering, rate schedules. Stay tuned in, stay locked into us. We're gonna keep it simple. We're gonna talk about overproduction and true up. Okay, so see you on the next video. Be sure to like and subscribe, and any information that pertains to this particular video, we will include in the section below, and be sure to comment and ask questions. Thanks again, see you on the next video.